Now God gives him a choice of punishment. David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. I'm reading verse 10. And David said unto the Lord, I've sinned greatly in that I've done, and now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I've done very foolishly. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David, told him, and said unto him, Shall 7 years of famine come unto thee in the land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies, while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. Now David's answer here is remarkable. Listen to this. And this reveals that here's a man that did know how to trust God. I've said before, I repeat it, it's important. David's faith failed. It's true. And he committed a sin. But down beneath that faith, there was a faith that never failed. And David did trust God. Listen to him. Verse 14, And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. God says here are three things. Choose the one. And David didn't choose any one of them. David said to the Lord, he said, I just don't want to fall into the hand of a man. And that's one of the things that I've always prayed in my ministry. Oh God, never put me in a position where I am subject to a man or man. And fortunately, as I look back on my ministry, God never put me in that position where I had to click shoe leather. I tell you, I feel sorry today for some man in the ministry today that they have to go around licking shoe leather in order to continue. God have mercy on them. Now, David says, I don't want to be subject to man. Let me fall into the hands of God. Oh, he knows how to trust God and how wonderful it is. And you see David doing that. And the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel. That was the thing then that God sent. He says, I just want to fall in the hands of God and I know it'll be all right, even when he punishes. And friends, in the time of trouble today, when God does discipline us, in whom the Lord loveth, he disciplines, may I say to you, there's a tenderness in it all, and there is a comfort in it all, and there is a blessing in it all. He alone can wipe away the tears. He alone can bind up the brokenhearted. He alone can heal the wounds that are in the heart. Oh, the doctor can sew you up when you've been in an accident, but in these great emotional accidents of life, only the Lord Jesus, my friend, can bind you back up and put you together again. How we need him today on the threshold of our lives.